April 21st, Psalm 15.
A Psalm of David. O Lord, who shall sojourn in your tent? Who shall dwell in your holy hill? He who walks blamelessly and does what is right and speaks truth in his heart, who does not slander with his tongue and does no evil to his neighbor, nor takes up a reproach against his friend, in whose eyes a vile person is despised, but who honors those who fear the Lord, who swears to his own hurt and does not change, who does not put out his money at interest, and does not take a bribe against the innocent. He who does these things shall never be moved.
The Presence of the Lord, Jen Wilkin. Who can dwell in your presence, Lord? This simple, profound question speaks to the deepest longing of the human heart, to enter into and remain in the presence of God. It is not a question of which person can be with the Lord, but a question of what kind of person. The psalmist poses and answers the question every believer has asked at some point in his or her life: what must I do to be saved? It is the question posed to Jesus by the rich young ruler. It is the question posed to Paul and Silas by the jailer. In both stories, the answer given is essentially the same: turn from what you love most to what you need most. How we respond to this answer determines whether we depart downcast, as the rich young ruler did, or whether, like the jailer, we repent and rejoice. What must I do to be saved? The answer given by the psalmist invites repentance at every level. Walk blamelessly, speak truth from your heart and with your tongue, do no evil to your neighbor. Love at great personal cost. It is a call to complete denial of self, to an abandoning of our most cherished sins, much like the call to the rich young ruler to give up all his wealth. This is the kind of list that leaves us shaking our heads like the disciples, wondering, "Then who can be saved?" Luke chapter 18, verse 26. It is an impossible list. But what is impossible with man is possible with God, because Christ himself walked blamelessly and did what was right. We have been granted entrance into Mount Zion, the holy hill. The impossible has become possible through the atonement, and those who believe in the Lord Jesus now find themselves both eager and able to attempt what was once impossible, to fulfill the description of godliness found in Psalm 15. Rather than standing judged by it, we find sweet guidance in it. We delight to do what it asks, because it speaks of the blessed obedience of our Savior. An assurance is given to the one who delights to imitate Christ in upright living. He who does these things shall never be moved. What more comforting words could the believer hear? Like those in a prison cell shaken to rubble, we understand the instability of this life. But as those grounded in the finished work of the cross, stability of soul is our reward. Practice blamelessness and selflessness in thought, word, and deed. The one who does these things, like Mount Zion itself, shall never be moved.